Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Damn it all. Here we are again. If it's Friday and it's 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is time for the greatest show on planet Earth. With all due respect, I'm Jim Ellis, the co-host. Here on the West Coast, on the East Coast, Mr. Rick Wright. How you doing there, Mr. Wright?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. I decided to go big. You know, I'm tired of fucking playing small, going for little jobs, going for little things, doing little shows. No, this is the greatest show on earth right now. You and I are the two best fucking co-hosts to ever walk the planet. And my books change lives. My videos, open hearts, and that's what I'm saying.
Nice.
I decided to take a stand, you know? Anyway.
That's awesome.
So, how's your July? How's your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th going?
It was a great week. It was since last show, like I got back from a couple days away, and then I didn't realize, like, because the 4th was on a Tuesday, I guess a lot of people and places closed on Monday. So it was like an extended holiday. So I was really excited for that. Oh, I just got some good news too. My softball game is canceled.
Through the rain.
Yeah. Well, it rained this morning. It's actually gorgeous out now, but it's the field that we play on is it doesn't soak the water in. It just pools and just makes it a mess, and it just takes about 48 hours for the field to dry off. So I wasn't really excited about playing today. So I'm actually glad that I don't have to play.
But anyway.
This is the fastest show on earth, too, man. But it is only 4:02. I thought it'd be further along than that. But anyway, good opening, by the way.
Sure, why not? Why not? I realized. Oh, you mean the opening I just did for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I realize everything is bullshit. Like at some point, you realize everyone out there, not meaning negative. Bullshit. I mean, we're all making it up. So, like, when you see a Facebook post that says something like, "This is the greatest video ever," you know, they'll do some great hyperbole of like how great something is. Then you go and you look at it, and you go, "Well, it was okay," but you're not mad that they said it was the greatest thing. You still were pulled in, right, to go see it. So then I think of like all these other people they're all selling their wares, right? So why not just go big, take a stand, and the other truth is I can't afford anymore to play small. So
okay.
I've got to go big. So yeah, that's where I'm coming from at this moment. It's always good to
that's a great context.
Do it in teamwork. Yeah, go big. Plus, at the end of your life, think about it. At the end of your life, it's like, did I like really put myself out there as strong as I needed to? You know, and broadcast, you know, my books and my work. Or did I, like, hold back? And if you held back, why? You're going to die anyway. You're going to go anyway, so you might as well do, you know what I mean? Put it out there strong. So, I don't know. I'm turning over a new leaf starting right now on this show, so let it be known. So, anywho.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. It's a great context. And, you know, even like I was thinking, like, you know, how we started out with this show and how we, like, were gangbusters with, you know, with posting stuff on in our, you know, on our page. And, you know, it's sort of, it's, you know, I see all these podcasts. It's the people who don't quit, right? And I'm not saying, you know, you and I should just put all this effort into this fucking page. You know, I think you should put as much effort as you can into your, you know, into your business and everything, man. So that's,
right.
You know, that's my hope that you do. But I'm just saying it's just so funny, like, how on certain things, like we just give it, you know, give it 100%. And then on certain things, you know, it's, there's a percentage and it'll fade out, you know, just hard charge for a while and it sort of cools off. You see like these cycles. So quick question for you is like, what do you, and percentage of your life, like, what is your, like, what do you put the most percentage to, like, on a constant daily basis?
That's a great question. I would say most of my thoughts are, or most of my percentage of my time is on sexual thoughts. So I have a lot of like fantasies that go through my mind, and so I would say that's a good 40% of my walking days, which makes you think, why don't I use that for my writing? You know, I could probably write some good erotic shit because I have all these different fantasies and different scenarios that come to my mind. I go, that would be fascinating. Okay, so besides that, I would say, recently it's been about money. It's about how to make money. So it's almost an obsession because I have my bills have gone – I've skyrocketed, you know, which is a good thing because it makes you go bigger. Bills are not a bad thing. It's bad if you play at the same level where, you know, you can't pay them. So a lot of my thoughts now, even when I'm like trying to fall asleep, is how can I make more money? What can I do? How can I serve others and create lucrative opportunities, things like that. So that's a lot of it. And then
cool.
There's, you know, eating, taking care of my wife, you know, showering her with love. And then, of course, there's always Facebook. Boy, that's a drain. I got to watch out for that one.
Yeah.
That could take you places. How about you? That's a great question. Where do you focus your energies and such?
Pretty much, you know what, I think a lot about, you know, yeah, I think I'm a guy, I think about sex, you know, and some fantasy stuff, and it's, you know, it's, I have a good imagination, and I get to exercise it pretty regularly, which is a good thing. I said to myself that self, you're a very lucky man. And all that, but I would say my primary 100% goal, like the most percentage, not 100%, is just living life in a peaceful state on a daily basis. I break it down to a daily basis. So there's a lot of different things that can happen in there though, because it's like, you know, I can be like on one day, like I'm just focusing because I'm like a little anxious or like I have some concerns, like just making sure that my mind doesn't go down the rabbit hole. Then there's some times where I just really want to focus on my relationship with my wife and just make sure that, you know, that she's taken care of and our house is this really cool, peaceful place. And then there's like other days where like I really, you know, so it's encompassing all of that, but it's different things on a daily, you know, it could be like 1 week, like where like I really need to just detox and go like on a protocol, like, and I'll eat a certain way for a week. So I'm like focused on that, but it's the big overlying context is always just to have like a, just enjoy life on it and have peace, bliss, contentment, whatever you want to call it. Like I just, you know, chaos, drama, worry, concern, anxiety. Like I don't, you know, those aren't the things that I want in my day to day.
Right.
So I do my best to not, you know, and I use all the tools, you know, the tools that we've talked about and we use all these different things. So,
So you got a peaceful state for your house, for your mind. What do you do? So what do you do, like, if something crawls up into your brain, like, you know, something stressful, something agitating, what do? Do you have, like, certain protocol or anything?
Yeah, I do. Like, the first thing I do is I pause, and then I just go to that, you know, what the thought is. And then I say to myself, it's just a thought. It's thoughts and thinking. It's nothing's happening. And then I come to now and I'll look down at something. Like I'll look at an ant or I'll look up at the sky or I'll focus on something. Like I'll look at the sky, but I'll look at the corner of a cloud. Or if I see a tree, like I won't look at the whole tree. Like I'll try to pinpoint like one little flickering leaf. And that just brings me to the present. Just brings me right now. And then when I know that I'm present, I know that right now in this moment, nothing is happening. Anything that I'm manifesting is just my thoughts and thinking. And then I usually at that point, I physically take a deep breath because I'm like, okay, cool. And then I just, you know, I just settle down. And then I didn't go down the rabbit hole. So that's pretty much what I do. That's what I've been using lately as my tool. And, it's been working. What about you?
Well, I was thinking when you were just talking about like grabbing into the moment and realize nothing is happening right now except for my thoughts that are manifesting this anxiety or stress or whatever it is. So when you talked about that, I thought of this one phrase that my ex-girlfriend used to mention. I think it's part of the 12 step. I'm not a student of the 12 step, okay. So I don't know. But she used to say, just determine what's the next indicated step. The next indicated step. That I can do. I can realize, okay, right now I'm on the radio show. The next indicated step is to keep talking. You know, I can know what the next indicated step is. And in that moment, there's action and there's peace of mind because the stress comes from this idea, oh my gosh, where's this next thing going to come from? Like the future, how am I going to be able to do this way? How am I going to be able to manifest this amount of money down until, you know, for a month? Well, that's too big of a piece to try to chew, you know? You can make plans, but the next indicator step might be make a plan. You know, the next indicator step might be meditate. But I could always become aware of what that step is, and in that I have peace. And so I just kind of relate to what you're talking about, what you're saying.
If you think about it, and then like this week, you know, I've been sort of present to, but I'm really present to, like, I'm in charge of my mind. I'm in charge of my thoughts. And what's great is, you know, now is I don't really scramble for finances or making my bills or, you know, have a decent business with reoccurring income. So I don't, you know, if I stopped doing everything right now, I would still make money and continue to make money and I'd pay down my debts. And eventually I would be debt free and have this income. Right. So I'm very grateful that I don't have to think like that or think about that anymore. So I'm grateful for that. So the rest is just having like this peaceful, blissful, you know, life. And what I got present to this week was that I can really just control what's in my brain. Like I, you know, and it's so funny because it's, I think after, I don't know, over 500 meditation sessions that I really get that I can, when I'm focused on my breath, right, and a thought comes in, I can recognize a thought, address it, you know, sort of bubble it, push it, whatever I do with it, just remove it and then come back to the breath. I'm actually now able to really do that with any thought, which is for me another level of peace because it's like, okay, if something really, really bad happens, am I going to, you know, can I, you know, in that moment, can I not freak out or can I not go to a bad place or can I get anxious or anything like that? And I feel, you know, and I haven't had, you know, I'm not going to say that that's perfect and it's probably not, but I feel right now that I'm really in charge of what is in my brain and what isn't in my brain. And if something does get in there, I can catch it and sort of put it in a bubble and push it away. So it's pretty,
wow,
you know, it's
man.
Pretty cool.
That is totally cool.
Yeah.
We teach that a lot in, you know, in the Eastern spirituality and the Buddhism and things like that. So a lot of people can read about it, but to put it into practice, that is like key. And I imagine the benefits are amazing and the momentum you can gather, like anything, like practicing something over and over again. After a while, you get to become, you know, ultimately master of it. That's totally cool. I realized today, what's that?
No, it is. It's, you know, but here's the thing. It's discipline. It's consistency. I meditate pretty much on a daily basis. You know, as a matter of fact, I didn't meditate today because my wife is going down to the shore for 2 days for a bachelorette party. So when I get off the phone, which is cool, I have the time for myself. I'm probably take a nap and meditate. But again, it's the consistency. So don't, I won't lose the consistency because I'm going to ask you what you do consistently on a consistent basis. But go ahead. What were you going to say? Finish your thought.
Oh, well, I just realized today we're doing yoga. My wife does yoga in the morning, like 2 hours every morning. I mean, she is
wow.
dedicated. She gets up early. She's, you know, and I get up a little later so I could grab at least 15 minutes. You know, again, something with momentum and consistency to keep it rolling, right? So I realized when we were doing yoga, the ending of it was a meditation. And the teacher is like saying, okay, well, get in touch with your heart, some way of getting in touch with your heart, and then think of someone that you love. And now think of, after that, think of someone that you want, who's not doing well or is ill, and you want to send compassion and love. And I checked out, you know, just kind of tuned into my, that center, that heart center, and it's like, my God, I'm so fucking blocked. I just have been so blocked because of, you know, certain stresses in my life. It's like I don't even feel anything. And I've been like a super passionate, like when I think of myself, like, oh, yeah, passionate, loving, caring, giving. But when I checked in right there, it just felt kind of dead. And I'm like, man, I got to do something. I got to, like, wake up. I got to, you know, do whatever I can to come back alive there, you know. I'm not just this robot looking for work, you know. I've got to be alive there to, I think, really be successful. It's just as a human being. So,
yeah.
But I think the meditation is the key. Cause, go ahead.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say
meditation
is the key,
but I just – But, yeah, I wanted to just to say, too, like, as long as I've known you, right, I know that you've always been hustling to make a buck, right? Like, I've never, like, sort of, like, had, like, a conversation where, like, yeah, man, huge windfall. I can coast for a couple months. You know, things are great. You know, I'm going away. I'm going to do this. So, like, at one point, like, and I don't know if you take it to your team or you take it to your, you know, you get quiet with it, whatever it is. But, like, at one point, there's something that's, like you said, it's blocking it, right? Didn't you mention, didn't you say the word block earlier or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, what do you think that is that's blocking it? Like, what do you, like, what's in, like, and it might be now. It might even be, like you said, like, I'm going fucking bigger. I'm going big or I'm going home, you know?
Right.
So what do you think it is? Is it?
Yeah, I think I touched on in the beginning, like, you know, it's kind of like a clue in the very beginning of the show about the, you know, what we're talking about right now, which is, it's a self-esteem thing. It's a, it's something I've had to overcome my whole life, which was a sense of invisibility, meaning I felt always invisible, like, my words don't matter. I don't matter. Oh, my God. It was so ingrained as a kid. Like, I'm invisible.
Yeah.
People don't see me. It doesn't matter what I say or write. Think about this. A child who has the thought that what I say and what I write doesn't matter is going to become a writer and then a broadcaster. Of course, I'm on the path to overcome this shit. And it's only at moments. And I've had my share of success. It's not like I haven't had any success. I mean, I've had plays produced, but it's at those moments in life where you have, books. I've written things. I mean, what I write now. I mean, I have videos now of people reading my things and crying. You know, I mean, it's like there's definite success on very many levels. However, what happens, and I think this happens for everybody, when you're ready to go to the next level, or that your time is ready to go to the next level, what you meet up with is, once again, any of those thought forms, belief systems that you've had that have kept you back in the past. It's not like you just, I think, totally get rid of them. When you're ready to graduate to the next level, they may appear again. Like, well, remember, you know, there's this part of you that thinks you should be invisible. I'm like, okay, that's right. I have to deal with this again. But not to beat that part of me up, but to just, you know, swoop it up and go, okay, here we go. We're gonna go big, and you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah, I could have these negative thoughts from the past. I could work with them, but not make them real and not let them lead me. So I don't know. That's too esoteric. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. The question I have is, do you, because at the end of the day, you've always figured it out. You've never failed. You've never had to go home, so to speak, right? Right?
Right. Yep.
So here's do you believe that you will always figure it out and everything will always be okay?
I have that confidence. I do. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So, you know, so this little, it's just a pain in the ass, right? You know, with these little thoughts and different difficult times. But at the end of the day, you're confident that at the end of the day, it will work itself out.
Well, it's because I have this awareness, even the way I talk about it shows me that I'm not it. Like, I can talk about this part of myself. It's not, since I can talk about it, that means it's not totally leading the way. There's another part of me that's kind of more of overseer that can say, all right, we're going to move forward. We're going to take the steps anyway. And even if there's fear, or resistance, we're going to move forward anyway. And for a writer, you know, resistance is part of the process, is part of, you know, you go towards what you resist the most because that's where the most gold is. That's where the biggest payoff is. So as long as I'm in the game and I'm writing and put myself out there, yeah, I think I'm taken care of and I think things will work out. I believe that.
Cool.
This far.
Awesome.
But, yeah, so I wanted to, I wanted to kind of go back to something you had said, because I think it's very, very important. You talked about, you have these sexual fantasies, but you were able to exercise your imagination recently. Anything you want to explain there or describe?
No.
No. Well, just for our audience,
the short answer? No. I'll share it with you offline. I'll call you back after the show and let you know exactly what's going on.
I was thinking about our audience, you know, like, because you just put it out there. I'm like, hey, fill in the gap. All right, no problem.
I love our audience. So. I would do anything for our audience. Well, I don't know about that. But I would also like to reserve some things for myself.
Good for you. So let's see.
Yeah.
What else is happening? I just had to bring that up because it's in my mind. I've been living more
in the moment. No, listen, that's good. That's good, man. I'm glad you put me on.
I like the way you phrase that, though, too. Exercising. I was able to exercise my imagination. Very, very So let's see. And then my wife, she had it's her birthday week. So we're
I saw that. A lot of birthday shenanigans going on. So a lot of posts, a lot of different things, a lot of cool stuff. I know my wife reached out. My wife loves
sweet.
Your wife, by the way. She's like, I can't wait to see them. She goes, She goes, we're going to see them at some point. I said, absolutely. So we'll hang out.
Yeah.
So she adores your wife.
Yeah, they're both very East Coast, spunky. I got the same birthday month. They both like reruns of Friends, you know, music, animals. Very connected.
Yeah.
Thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
That's all.
So that was cool. So, what else is going on for? I can't believe it. Now we're getting down to the time again. What do you got going on tap for the week and the weekend?
The weekend, let's see. Well, I have a team meeting 6:00 tomorrow morning, which is kind of rare, but we do what we can to make sure everyone's there at our team meeting. We have a men, you know, for our audience, we have a part of a men's organization, and in that, you know, we have teams. And unlike a group who would meet a certain day, the group is on Monday at 6:00. Whoever can make it, make it. Whoever doesn't make it, who gives a fuck? No, we're not a group, we're a team. So we said, when can the team all be together? 6 a.m. Saturday. I'm like, whoa. So I got that going on. And we're going to have this yoga event, outdoor yoga, free event at Balboa Park. There's a cool park in San Diego. And, it looks like my wife, she might be doing an essential oils course. She's a big-time essential oils, which is it's a cool thing. If people don't know about it, look, search essential oils online. I don't know what words I can use for it. Go ahead.
Why don't we have her on one show to explain it and talk about it?
Yeah.
I'd like to know more about it.
That'd be cool.
I'm sure our audience would too. We do a lot of cool stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll say words that you shouldn't say around it, because the whole medical community gets all up in arms about anything that looks like it's helpful to people. The medical community is like, wait a minute, that helps people? No, that's our job. But anyway,
they're more pissed about that's our money. They're sort of
exactly.
Instead of job, take job out and put the word money in there.
We're in charge of keeping people sick. So you can't get them well. That will ruin our profits. It is a racket. We'll have a show on that, too. What else is the weekend? I got a couple of poems to write. I'm actually writing one. It's a little late, but it's 4th of July. I decided to write a portrait for United States, poetry portrait for the United States. So I'm going to finish that off. I have another one to do. How about you? What's your weekend look like?
Well, I'm home alone, so my game is canceled. So I'm probably going to. I got a couple options. I might go drive see my folks. If the weather, I'll take a look at the radar. If the weather stays nice, I might take a quick ride. Tomorrow, I'm probably going to get up. Just do some stuff around the house, work out. If it's nice again, do a ride. I got an event that I'm going to tomorrow night. It shouldn't be too late. It's like 7 to 11. And then Sunday is supposed to be gorgeous here. It's supposed to be like 84, low humidity. So, again, might be probably taking a ride. And my wife will be home Sunday morning. So, that'll be cool, and then I'll just spend the night with her, and then next week is like the first full week. It's like sort of getting back into stuff, but it's going fast, man. Like, I can't believe it's already 7/7/17. You know?
I don't know. It's June didn't even happen, by the way. June, we skipped that. I don't know if you noticed. We went May to July. Hello!
Man, it's crazy.
Well, do you have any plans to exercise your imagination at all?
I do have some plans to exercise my imagination. Did our audience hear that?
That's going to be the new phrase. You know, it's like one of these phrases that people use now. It's like exercising my imagination. I like it.
You got to say it like sort of like that way. Are you going to exercise your imagination? Yes, I'm going to exercise my imagination.
crazy sheet. So look at this. We're already running out of time. This is the show where you shoot the shit. And this is what it sounds like when two men are just shooting the shit. I wanted to mention about next week, because next week we have a special guest. We don't always have guests, but on July 14th we'll have a special guest. Dr. Dawson Church. He's an expert for years on tapping, healing modality of tapping, where you're tapping your body, tapping and affirming certain positive statements. And again, that's just a quick explanation of it. There's so much more, and we'll be able to learn all about it next week. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent.
You do that,
right? I'm looking forward to it also. I've tried it. I did it for a while. A woman who, you know, we share information on different things, and she was doing it for a while. She actually stopped doing it too. I'd like to be able to incorporate it. You know, I'm not sure. We'll learn more next Friday, but I'm interested, and I'd like to incorporate it more. And I have done it. I have exercised my tapping.
You exercise. Good.
I've exercised my tapping. I'm not going to say where I've tapped, but.
Hey, we are, or at least an R-rated show. I put R-rated because I didn't know where this was going to go. As always, we never know where it's going to go. But we know it always goes fast. Like now, we got 15 seconds left. So thank you, Rick, for being on this show, for co-hosting the greatest show on earth, with all
thank you, sir.
Respect. Find it on Facebook. Have a great weekend, Rick, and everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Jimmy. We'll talk soon, brother.
Take care. See ya.
All righty. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.